I'm Michael Regan, one of your co-hosts.
And I'm Nick Miller, your other co-host.
And, you know, we're just chilling, bro.
Yeah, I mean, we're chilling. This is the last episode.
Yeah, wow, this is the last episode of Ivory and Ivory.
Almost a year.
Almost a year we've been at it. Mm-hmm. On and off. Off and on, baby.
Mostly off.
Mostly off, but always on.
Yeah.
And a little off, right?
It's usually off. Madcap.
It's a little madcap. We have some
A little offbeat.
A little crooked sometimes. So we got some twisted humor.
Yeah, it's nuts. And I'm sure, I mean, you guys have been here. You all love it. Fans of the show.
NBC is pulling the plug on us here. Yeah. We're not in the Thursday lineup anymore.
NBC is pulling the plug, so we're just going to rebel. We got sponsored by Fox's Backstrom for this show. We're going with another network. Probably won't pick us up, even though they picked up Backstrom.
I'm hoping to get on to Yahoo.
If this doesn't work, we're going right to Amazon or Netflix.
Or Yahoo.
Netflix, we can watch movies such as
Mordecai
our other sponsor.
Which I'm sure is going to be on Netflix very soon.
Oh, yeah, it has to be.
It's in theaters. It just opened in theaters, and I'm sure it's going to be on Netflix in a few weeks.
Yeah, I can't wait, honestly.
I can't wait. Speaking of mad
Because the only time I'm going to watch Mordecai is if I don't have to pay extra to watch.
Yeah, as if it's just around and I'm bored.
That's what I said before I saw it. And let me tell you, I loved it.
Oh, it's a real Backstrom.
It's the opposite of Backstrom. They're really the yin and yang of the new comedy world. Oops, dropped my pen.
Wait, Nick, you dropped your pen?
Yeah.
That never happened.
I'm trying to start new things to keep it fresh for the very last episode.
All right, let me think. I just farted. That's typically
Okay. It's weird, but, you know, it's crazy. It's a madcap adventure.
It's a madcap adventure, honestly. We're just going on an art heist.
Yeah.
That's something you should know about this.
Yeah, we're basically broke aristocrats at this point.
Yeah, and we both. So here's a question.
You should see our mustaches. We've grown them out.
That's great. Here's a question, Nick. Okay. Of the two of us, which one's Mordecai and which one's his manservant, Jockstrap?
Honestly, I'd say we're both each. We've each got a little bit of back.
What?
We've each got a little bit of Mordecai.
You were about to say we each got a little bit of Backstrom in us.
Well, yeah, because I identify, you know, like the Donny Marie Osmond song, I'm a little bit country, I'm a little bit rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little bit Mordecai, and I'm also a little bit Backstrom.
Backstrom and Mordecai, the two, you said, the yin and yang.
Yeah.
You've already said it.
Before I dropped my pen.
Right before you dropped your pen.
I did my fresh new bit of dropping the pen.
What a bit, too. What a bit.
I love it.
What a bit.
A bit.
Life's a
you
bit.
Son of a bit.
Life's a bit, and then you die.
So this is what we do now.
We got crazy
it's
mustaches.
It's been a while. You know, we're just getting back into it. It's been seven months. We can't rip off. another podcast.
Why not? Quickly. We're getting canceled.
You know what? We've already ripped them off anyway. This has all been our poor impression of Comedy Bang.
Yeah, the whole
Bang.
Format
so
is stolen.
All the catchphrases from that show.
Yeah, my wife.
You're going to love it when we have the cake boss in.
Yeah, we got Dalton Wilcox coming at you. Lauren Lapkus is going to come in to do some fun characters for us.
Yeah, this is doing wonders for people who've never listened to Comedy Bang Bang right now.
Everyone right now is cheering at home.
Skip ahead 40 seconds so we get these all out of my system.
Skip ahead to Comedy Bang Bang and just listen to that.
People who know what they're doing and professionally recording.
Yeah, people who know.
Also, don't take 7 months off.
Yeah, that seems to be maybe a poor marketing strategy.
But, you know, it took 7 months off, partially, mainly, because I graduated.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go to school anymore here.
Yeah.
So I came in for
you
the
came
weekend.
Came back for this?
Figured we'd do one last hurrah. You know, because, I mean, this is really the highlight of the last 7 months, basically, since graduating, is coming back to do this,
Yeah.
I don't really do much anymore. I sit around and think about Backstrom when it finally premiered the other day.
Ooh, boy, that was a nail-biting experience.
It was a doozy of a case.
Yeah, and he solved it.
As the Backstrom on Fox Twitter account called it.
They got it. They know what's up, yo. Watching Backstrom, that's it.
Watching Backstrom, that one episode. Well, I guess by the time this comes out, a few episodes have been out. Just rewatching those
first Yeah, few maybe episodes. By the time this comes out, 7 months of episodes will be out of Backstrom. Do we want to...
Of course, you know...
I just signed him via mustache. I use mustache signals.
We got all the old gang back together for this last episode.
Yeah, it's quite a cavalcade of
Facebook messages.
Facebook messages we keep getting. But over here we got Tin Dog. Wow, Saucer! I'm sad. That is the end.
Yeah, me too.
Tin Dog.
Very well put. Eloquent.
Eloquent, which is maybe not the right word.
No. I'll tell you what's eloquent.
Huh.
The comedy in Mordecai.
It's eloquent, elegant, and...
In theaters, January 23rd. Oh, that's my bit now.
Oh, no. Wait, you took my bit.
Yeah.
For me, it's not a bit.
Every time you drop your pen now, you owe me $5.
You are a real Mildred and Patty.
My lawyer's a real shark. 3 rows of teeth and everything.
Ew, what?
A shark.
Yeah, but you're...
I just go to the aquarium and I... saw a shark.
And you talk to them, yeah. And they're not allowed to tell anyone.
Yeah, you know, confidentiality.
Yeah. So Tin Dog, we got Clancy up there on the wall. Clancy the cat drawing.
Man, let me just say, those Facebook messages are really bothering me. and I'm just, it's kind of, Mike, don't drop your pen, please. Unless you're gonna pay Nick $5.
I'm just sad to see this
come to an end, but I'm glad I can focus full time on a music career now with the Krusty Jugs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're about to tour the Eurasian continent. That's basically all we're up to. Probably hang out in Brussels for a few days. You know, I don't got much going on. Just worldwide tour.
Sitting at home, watching Backstrom.
I don't watch Backstrom. He seems a little too surly for my taste.
He's a real surly.
He is, yeah.
Detective.
No, he is. That's part of why I'm a little bit... When I said earlier, I'm a little bit more kind of a little bit Backstrom. Because I'm a little goofy, but sometimes, ooh, if I don't have my coffee in the morning, I can be surly.
You can be a little Backstrom.
Get a couple drinks in me, I become a real Backstrom.
Yeah, but, I mean, if art gets stolen, I guess you're a real Mordecai.
I'm not going to go see Mordecai neither. First off, they don't allow cats into movie theaters.
Those sons of bits.
I don't appreciate art being stolen.
Well, neither does Mordecai.
Well, he wants that Nazi golden. Honestly, I'd rather have it.
Oh, right. For those of you listening at home or on the bus or wherever you're listening to this from, Mordecai just wants that Nazi gold.
And I just can't support... If he was after some Semitic gold, I'd be for it. But anti-Semitic gold, no. Not going to do it.
Anti-Semitic gold. Gold!
Clancy, thanks for coming back.
Thanks, Clance.
Of course, we got Stuffed Rabbit over here. Everybody's favorite.
Hey, it's me.
Well, I say, technically, I'm the one with the most emails.
Well, that's true. Which, we will get to that in a second, because we have to follow up. But Stuffed Rabbit, what have you been up to the last 7 months?
Oh, just watching Backstrom.
Everyone's watching Backstrom, because it's a great. We all love it. Except Clancy.
He's too mean.
That's also Clancy's reason for not liking it very much.
I just think he's surly.
Okay, well, please don't copy
but
me.
But yeah, my band is going to be touring Eurasia.
What are you, Tin Dog now? On the affectation.
We got to stop in Brussels.
Well, I said, Nick, that's my line. What are you, take out my affectations?
What are you talking about? I didn't say that. Clancy said that.
Well, yeah, but you are starting to drop a pen.
Yeah, but that's different. I talked to a lawyer about it.
Oh, that shark.
The shark at the Pittsburgh Aquarium.
All right. We got
Screaming Eagle Who's Shy.
Screaming Eagle Who's
over
Shy.
Over in the corner there. And, you know, he's probably not going to talk much.
You want to try talking?
No.
Oh.
No. Maybe we'll get you before the end of the episode.
We'll get you.
Before this series ends, you're going to talk.
We're going to talk, definitely. Can't wait to hear what you sound like.
Of course, we got Fanny and Reginald Goose.
Fanny and Reginald Goose.
So last time we talked to you guys, for some reason you talked like you were from Fargo. You were cast in the movie Fargo. Can you explain why it was like that, Fanny?
Well,
You know, we just watched the episode recently.
You know, well, we just didn't...
We watched all the episodes, we watched the movie, and we just wanted Backstrom. To do those voices. We will go watch Backstrom.
I love how surly he is.
I do, too.
He's a real... never mind. I hate him.
Wait a minute. No, I thought you guys had marriage counseling. You're supposed to be over this kind of stuff. I thought you were better now.
Yeah. Yep, yeah, once I watched Backstrom, I went back to being surly.
Yeah, but...
he ruined our marriage!
Yeah. Okay.
Backstrom is the reason we fight!
Our glowing review of Backstrom is it ruined Fanny and Reginald Goose's marriage.
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't much and, to ruin, but...
what do we got? Do we got horse painting here? Horse painting here over there. That's pretty weak, actually. Kind of a disappointment.
Yeah.
Brown horse, what are you doing over there? Okay.
Better.
Yeah. Glad to hear you guys are doing well. Not falling apart like Fanny and Reginald over there, that's for sure.
Yeah, I don't know. It's good to be back. It's good to have everyone back.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back in this very hot office. Let me just say.
I'm not as hot as you.
And, well,
in more ways than one. Oh, boy. Don't bring up the ladies.
Oh, it seems like... I feel like that could be a Mordecai.
that could be a Mordecai, because that is funny.
Yeah, I love it. So for this episode, what we're doing is a little best of. You, the fans, yeah. Sending your favorite moments from our past 50 episodes. And frankly, I mean, we got some really good ones. We got some great suggestions for the guests.
I'm really proud of all of the five clips that you picked for the top five.
Yeah, you picked some great clips.
Best clips of all time.
Yeah, so we're going to do that. But first, in an episode earlier, when we had Franz Kafka, Frederick Fearson, we did a game of rock, paper, scissors, and you, the fans, were supposed to send in who you thought would win, because we couldn't decide in the office here.
Right.
And... the results are in, and Mike, you won.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Oh, okay. I'm supposed to... okay. Yeah.
You're supposed to be surprised.
What the...
we're doing... you know, remember how this whole time we've been doing, like, this is improvised?
Oh, right. How we pretend that this is improvised and we're not reading from scripts?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do it.
Exactly. Mike.
Mm-hmm. Beat. Thanks so much, everyone.
Nick clears his throat.
You're reading my... okay.
Oh, I wasn't supposed to read stage directions. Oh, shoot.
Anyways, I love Frasier. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I'm reading your line.
Yeah, that's my line.
Sorry.
So anyway, we did this sent out for the best clips. You guys wrote in. We love them all. I mean, it couldn't have gone any better, honestly. It
couldn't have gotten any better, honestly.
Yeah, it just couldn't have.
There's no way you could have picked five better clips.
No, because, I mean, and there were a lot to choose from.
Yeah, there were 50 apps.
Yeah, you know? Hours of material. 50 hours, roughly, on average.
Yeah, about 50, a little over 50 hours on, rough, not on average.
Whatever.
Total.
Yeah, an hour average per episode.
50 episodes, yeah, 50. Around 50 total.
Yeah, so...
I'm a stickler!
I can tell.
I'm a bit of a stickler.
Guess that's what you've been doing these last 7 months, really. Pulling into... okay, that's my bit.
Right, it's in the script. Oh, wait, that's on your, under your name. Line. You know, but you read my line that said drop your pen. You read my stage direction.
That's true. We do have to... we should announce this before we move on any further. It's kind of on a somber note.
Right.
Our beloved bassist, Sal, he was kidnapped by Bolivian drug lords, and... we just don't have the money to get him back, so...
we just don't have the money. I mean...
I dedicate this episode in the memory of our beloved bass player, Salisbury Jones.
What happened? He was kidnapped...
kidnapped by Bolivian drug lords. Remember that?
I remember it like it was a few episodes ago.
It was just... well, it happened on break, so that's weird. It happened during a hiatus. It happened, it was the worst Christmas present we could get, was having Sal kidnapped by Bolivian drug lords.
Yeah, we opened that under the tree, we're like, what? What are you doing?
I hated it, I still hate it, I'm broken up about it.
I'm not broken up about it.
Mike doesn't really care that much.
Hey, give me some credit. I care.
But, I mean, not that much. You never really liked him.
Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah, so... Yeah,
I never really liked him.
Salisbury Jones, here's to you.
This. Okay. So do you want to jump in?
Let's just jump right
like
in.
Like a boy in a... Next to a
in
pool?
A can, yeah, boy in a china shop.
Let's jump in. Like a boy in a china shop.
Exactly.
Always jumping into them.
You know, breaking stuff, like being rabble rousers.
Friggin' up rousing these rabbles, yo.
Don't bring it up.
So
clip number one here was a very special episode. Maybe you remember it. Episode 23.
It's the fifth favorite of all y'all.
Number five was when we had... Mike was sick, as it happens. Sometimes.
I regret.
He's human.
I regret it.
He's not perfect.
I know, I'm no...
He
I'm
is
no,
to me.
I'm no,
he's not perfect.
I'm no Android.
Okay, well, no one thought you were, so...
Okay.
And anyway, we'll ignore that.
Right.
And we had Jeff Goldblum
fill in.
You know, he owed me a favor.
Right.
Since that trip to Barcelona.
Right.
So he had to come in.
Yeah.
And I was like, J-Man, we got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
My co-host, not here. He's sick. And I gotta have you to come in.
Because he's no me, but he's, you know,
I think he does his best.
He does his best, yeah.
He does his best with what he's got.
Yeah. And so, let's go now to the clip from episode 23.
Episode 23.
The episode is called Get That Out of My Face!
Yeah, it was a classic one. You'll find it on iTunes if you subscribe. And here we go. We'll go back to that.
Moment number five. Jeff Goldblum.
All right, so Jeff, I gotta say I'm happy you're here.
Yes. Co-hosting the Ivory podcast. That's great.
I'm happy you could fill in because Mike, you know, he's sick.
I mean, I love Michael. I think he's great.
We all love him. He's great.
He's a great.
He's no stuffed rabbit, but he's great.
Oh, he's no stuffed rabbit. Stuffy, I love you.
I just gotta say, it is a real thrill for me. I'm still not getting over the fact that Jeff Goldblum is here. I mean, I know we're old friends, but it's just there's a lot of sarcasm.
Yes. As soon as you called me, I had to come. I literally had to come.
That's right. Yeah.
Ever since that trip to Barcelona.
Yes.
Right. You see.
You remember when I saved you?
So yeah,
loved me big time.
Well,
this is my favorite. I'm calling
for the
podcast.
for the listeners. I was getting I had a camera around my neck, and I was going to take photographs of the Bolivian or not Bolivian. Sorry,
Oh, man, I want to go to Bolivia. That sounds like the best place.
Ah, yes, I bet if you went to Bolivia, it would be a lot of fun.
You know what? You deserve a vacation.
Yeah, you should think of going to Bolivia.
Yeah, in a couple months, you know, after we get a few more of these under our belt, if you want to take, you know, take a few weeks off, go to Bolivia.
Right, but
I'm definitely going to do that.
Anyways, I was getting dangerously close to an edge of a cliff. I didn't know at the time, and Nick caught me as I slipped.
That's true, I did. I've got good hands. They're small, but they're powerful.
They're small, yes, but they're powerful hands, right?
Exactly. Yeah. No. Small, that's exactly
small but powerful.
All right. You know what that sound means? No, you don't.
I don't. I refuse to listen to Ivory and.
Okay. Ivory. So what that sound means is it's time for a fan favorite game. 20 questions.
Ah, many.
I'm sure you're familiar with 20 questions.
Many bus trips. the high school band bus trips. We'd play 20 questions.
Now,
right.
I'm sure you're familiar with 20 Questions, but maybe not our version of 20 Questions. It's an old, it's a new twist on an old classic. Not an old twist on a new classic, like old, something.
Right. I heard Johnny Depp is talking about doing a new movie. I've only heard the title, but Mordecai?
Now, Jeff, there's rumors you're involved with that project.
Yes, they asked me. I was approached to be in Mordecai. I said yes, so hopefully
it sounds like a great movie, honestly.
I said yes. I don't know. I only know the title.
I've just from the name Mordecai. So funny name, Mordecai.
Mordecai. It already makes me laugh, right?
I'm laughing now. On the inside, yes. Yeah. 20 yes. Questions. I'm sure right. is a little different from how you played it on marching band trips. But you'll figure out that. Yes. You'll figure that out along the way. So I'll start us off.
Right. Yes.
Question one. How excited are you for being in Mordecai?
So,
now,
do I answer the question?
Okay, question three. What was it like turning into a fly? Was that autobiographical?
Do you have any food that I can vomit onto to be able to digest it?
Question five. So is that a yes that it was autobiographical, or what's the deal there?
My fingernails are coming off right now.
Question six, what was the deal with that zany island with the dinosaurs on it?
Question six, why,
why? Question seven. Why, indeed?
Question eight. Who doesn't... why? Why can't I do this? I don't know why. Why can't I...
Question nine. Question nine. Why are you a good jazz piano player, but terrible at asking questions?
Question number seven... Question number 10. Why?
Question 11. Is everything okay with you at home, right?
Question 12. Why don't you join me in this machine? We can become more human than I can ever be alone.
Question 13.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure everything's okay at home?
Question number 14. Why is my stepmom so mean to me?
Question 15. Question 15?
Question 16. Doesn't she know I sometimes want the remote?
Question 17. Doesn't she know you're a movie star?
Question 18. Dad, what were you thinking?
Question 19. Does your dad listen to this podcast?
Question 20. Hey, Dad, what is for dinner?
Question 20. That's 20 questions. That's all right. 20 questions.
Wow.
I think we learned a lot about you there, Jeff.
I had some difficulties. Early on, yes, but, wow, fun game.
Fun, good time. That's what we say here on the podcast. It's one of our catchphrases.
Good time.
Any listener can tell you, that's one of our catchphrases.
I don't know,
Established in episode 17.
After you had been running for a while.
Yeah, we did. You know, get into our catchphrases.
Get into the groove.
Question 17 called the podcast's new groove.
Question 17.
I mean, episode 17. Sorry, I'm still stuck on that rousing round.
Question 17. Why do you think we're still playing a game?
I just love that game. It's a fan favorite. It's my favorite.
It's a fan favorite.
What was that voice you just did there, Jeff?
I just thought I'd do a little bit of...
Yeah, could you do an impression of Mike?
An impression of Mike. Let me see if I have that in my pocket, right?
Okay, yeah.
Hey, it's me, Michael. Yes, it's me, Michael Regan, yes.
And that was moment number five.
You know, Mike, you missed a really great episode when you were...
Yeah, well, I refused to listen to that one, so...
You learn a lot about Jeff Goldblum. I know he's one of your favorites.
I do love Jeff Goldblum. I had a lot of fun with him in Barcelona.
Yeah, I mean, I think we all did. The whole crew had a great
everyone from...
Remember the live podcast we did in Barcelona?
Yeah, that one, I'm hoping to see that in the top five.
Called No Spain, No Gain.
I'm hoping to see that one... in the top five. I hope that one made it.
Yeah, I mean, it was really...
It was amazing.
Really great.
Just a live podcast in Barcelona with Jeff Goldblum. Yeah, that should be
just
there.
Just improvising, so, like, you know. He's a great improviser.
He's a great improviser.
That clip, not a good view of his strengths, honestly.
Yeah. You know the movie The Fly? Yeah. That was all improvised.
Wow, really?
Yeah, they didn't plan any of it. It wasn't about a fly.
Okay, so we're going to take a... real quick break.
Yeah.
Hear from our sponsors, Mordecai and Backstrom. Gonna hear about, I don't know, we'll hear someone talk about them.
Great.
We'll be right back after these messages and we'll continue with moment number four.
Doing. Welcome back to Ivory and Ivory. We're Backstrom from that commercial.
And we've got an old friend of the show here.
Yeah.
Twitter user at Vrunt. Say hello to the fans.
Hello. It's good to be Backstrom on the show.
Good. Great. Perfect. Already going with the bits.
Life's a bit and then you die.
You know, Vrunt first called in on episode 11 called Papa's Got a Brand New Gag Order. And you guys have just been emailing.
Him.
You've been emailing Tin Dog ever since, just saying how much you loved his appearance.
Well, I'll say. I mean, my inbox was flooded.
So we figured we'd get him on for the last one. So, got any exciting news you want to talk about? Anything going on right now?
Yeah, Vrunt.
I do. Yeah. I mean, as you guys know, usually I just sit and listen in the studio. Mm-hmm. But this time I'm just so excited. I just got off the phone with some big network execs. And
net execs?
I'm sure you guys, you know, the fans don't know this yet. We've been in negotiations with this for a while.
Right.
But it's official. Ivory and Ivory is becoming a movie.
You heard it here first, folks.
Ivory and Ivory is becoming a movie.
This is exclusive. It's the same guys who made Mordecai. They are interested. They are on board. It's happening.
The guys who made Mordecai are on board? Oh,
it's gonna be on board. It's going to be a 9-part series, like Star Wars.
Right.
And it's going to be really great. We're trying to get George Lucas involved.
Yeah, we want to start with 4.
Go to 5, go to 6.
Yeah.
Back to 1, 2, 3, mm-hmm. 7,
8, 9.
8, 9. And some side characters are going
to
get
their own movies. We're trying to get our own... The Ivory and Ivory Universe's version of Jar Jar Binks involved. So we're talking to George Lucas about that. Because mm-hmm. we really want that to happen.
Right. I mean, that's what's hot right now. If you get the bad ones out of the way first. Mm-hmm. So then you've got room for your 4, 5, 6.
Are you suggesting... Am I hearing you correctly? Are you suggesting we start a series with 1 and then go to 2, then 3, and then 4, 5 and 6, and then 7?
It hasn't been done before, but I don't know if you know, Mordecai, same thing.
Same thing?
This is Mordecai 1. They don't put that on the poster, this is Mordecai 1.
Okay, alright.
Yeah, if you look closely, the I in Mordecai is a 1, actually.
So, people who are listening, you're getting the inside scoop on Hollywood right now.
Yeah.
If they don't have a number, it's 1. This is behind the scenes.
There's going to be 14 Mordecai movies, mm-hmm. just so everybody knows.
They're getting the bad ones out of the way first.
Yeah, Mordecai 2, Attack of the Clones, is coming out actually in December. It's already filmed. It's a wrap.
Mm-hmm. It's a real Peter Jackson thing. They filmed it all at the same time, and then they just cut it into 3 different parts. So they... When they first started filming, halfway through the film, all these clones show up, all that. And then they were like, you know what? We have time to make this into 3 films. We have enough footage. So,
There's enough content there that you might as well stretch it.
Yeah, there's enough content there. You can stretch that content and baby.
The 14 movies.
You got 14 movies in one shoot.
It's going to be amazing, honestly.
Yeah.
Mordecai 3, Son of Mordecai.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to be betrayal in that one.
I'm looking forward to it. I don't know why they thought they could put that all in one movie. But I'm glad they're stretching it into 14.
Yeah. It's really... It's better for the fans, I think. Gives you time to catch up on Backstrom between them, too.
Right.
Who doesn't love it? So, we are going to go back and...
Backstrom.
and the fans send in their favorite moments from the series. And favorite moment number 4 is a classic one. When you came on and did a round of 20 questions from Mike, what was the name of that episode again?
The name of that episode was Stop. Stop that. Stop it.
Perfect. Yeah, that was a classic one. Episode 15.
That was a classic.
Yeah, classic. It's a modern classic. Critics love it almost as much as they love Mordecai.
Right.
So let's go back to moment number 4.
Moment number 4.
Whoops.
So, Runt, I'm so happy to have you on the podcast again.
Yeah, it's great to be Backstrom.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know if you guys are looking forward to the Backstrom premiere. Just got announced, as you know.
I've been
following the project since before Rainn Wilson was even attached.
Yeah, they had Johnny Depp for a while, but apparently he has some new project he's doing.
Okay.
He hasn't mentioned.
It's under wraps. But I've heard it's a lot of shooting. So yeah. They must be making something.
Yeah, I heard it's a real Boyhood of a shooting schedule.
I've been watching it ever since it was House. I love it.
House, and then they adapted it for Rainn Wilson. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
So, Runt, I mean, you've been on the last 5 podcasts. We had you on the 11th one, and people loved you so much, they wrote to Tin Dog. And they said, have him on for the 12th. We had you on for the 12th episode. 13, 14, 15. So this is the 5th episode you've been on.
That's true, and a lot of fans don't know. I have been on before. I do a lot of the voices on the show.
That's true. So this is an opportunity maybe to say that you are the voice of Screaming Eagle who's Shy.
Yeah.
That's right. I've never been credited, but, I want to come clean with the fans. It's me.
Yeah. Screaming Eagle Who's Shy, been the voice of that has been Runt this whole time. Just a little behind the scenes.
Yeah, peak. BTS.
Yeah, BTS, behind the scenes. BTC, behind the curtain. It's not a stage play, so that doesn't apply as
BTR, much. Behind the recorder.
Yeah, that one probably applies most.
Yeah.
So, Runt, I mean, what projects you got going on?
I am in negotiation with, I do a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff with the show, too. I am in some negotiations with some big networks, Netflix, Amazon. I can't talk about it yet.
Mm-hmm.
But there's exciting things in store for the Ivory and Ivory family. I can't say anymore.
Okay.
But you will be blown away if this thing comes together.
I have one thing to ask. Is Yahoo... Are you talking to Yahoo at all?
I'm talking to Yahooligans. They're actually still around.
The Yahooligans?
Yeah, Yahoo Games is still around, the kid-friendly alternative to Yahoo. They're interested. And once again, I can't say anything.
Right, right. No, I wouldn't
ask. All we can tell the fans
to.
Right now, the Ivory and Ivory brand is really expanding.
Yeah, it's going. I mean, we have
our line of cookware.
Yeah, right. We have our line of cookware with Chef Goldblum is sponsoring that. I mean, we have interactive museum exhibits.
Yeah, we've got a lot of web apps you can download.
A lot of downloadable web apps.
Really, it's actually Facebook. But we just threw our names on there.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a hacking thing. Yeah. We know a Black Hat. Hope they make a movie about that.
Yeah.
Someday.
Oh, that would be amazing if they made a movie called Black Hat. I would probably want Thor in it. That's super exciting. I love to hear that the brand is expanding to these net execs, network executives. That's what I call them, net execs. Thanks for taking the charge.
You know, I do it on love for the show. I'm mm-hmm. just so excited to be part of a 360-degree multimedia experience.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just I couldn't not do it. You know, how could you say no to something like that?
Yeah. Plus, we pay you pretty well.
Yeah.
That's true too. I mean, the paycheck doesn't hurt.
No, it doesn't hurt. It's a salve for the wound almost.
It's a soothing. It's very soothing.
It's an aloe of a paycheck. Also.
Yeah, and it's. Great, because we don't even get paid for it. It's just, you know, we pay you for it.
Yeah.
It's true. 100% of the payroll does go to most of my excursions. So
yeah.
I really do appreciate that.
Yeah, it comes out of our mom's bank accounts and just goes right into yours.
Yep. You're the one who negotiated that whole thing, and we don't see any problem with it.
No.
You know, you had me write all the contracts,
mm-hmm.
and I saw an opportunity, and I seized it.
Mm-hmm. I trust you.
Uh-oh. I think we all know what that sound means.
Mm-hmm.
It is time for a fan favorite game with a fan favorite guest. 20 questions.
Ooh, 20 questions.
So, Mike, why don't you start us off with question number one?
All right, question number one. Who is that man standing over there in the corner of the room?
I'll take question number two. Question number two. I think. I think I don't know how to phrase a question properly this early in the game.
Runt, you got question three?
Oh, I'm up for question number three. This is a classic question here. Have you ever seen a dog that big before?
Yeah. Question four, Beauty and the what? No.
Question number five, am I the only one who thinks Crispy M&M's should make a comeback sometime soon?
Alright, question number six. How let the dogs out?
Whoa. Question number seven.
Really wish we could answer questions, by the way.
I know.
I want to get into that.
That's
one.
An amazing question. But question number seven. Honestly, in Toy Story 2, when Mr. Potato Head gets gum on his shoe and he almost gets crushed, like, how did he get away, you know, like... I don't know, I think some tricky editing happened there, because I don't see him getting away from that. Honestly, I don't... How did they do it?
Question number eight. At about 43 minutes into Raging Bull, I fell asleep. Is that normal?
Question number nine. Is it true that Simpsons episode 21 of season 3 is the best of all time?
Question 10. Do these glasses make my head look fat?
Question 11. Does this head make my glasses look fat?
Question 12. These glasses go with my other glasses.
Question 13. How do I... Mom, how do I do this? Like, is it cold? If it's color laundry, is it in cold or hot? I just don't... Mom, how do I do laundry?
Question 14. Anyone else feel like expanding the Ivory and Ivory brand into an eyeglass wear? So I think that would be a good idea, right?
Question reason Google abandoned the Glass project, should we buy it? Should we, Ivory and Ivory, buy that and make it our own?
Question number 16, why not? Why not? That sounds amazing.
Yeah, question 17, why haven't you brought this up sooner?
Well, I mean, question 18, this was pure speculation, and I realize it's not even a question, but what if?
I mean, question 19, how many sons do I have to have before I have a daughter?
Question 20, how many daughters do I have to have before I can have another daughter?
All right.
And that's how you play 20 questions.
And that's 20 questions.
That was great.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fan favorite, you know. Everybody loves it. Tin
I
Dog.
I see that being requested in the future as one of the all-time classics if we ever do a lab show.
Whoa, don't get ahead of yourself.
Hey, the show's not going anywhere anytime soon.
Yeah, hey, give it a. It'll take a while before we get to the episode where we do that.
NBC, we're getting a lot of money for NBC.
Yep, and it's all going to you, Runt. I trust you, though. I really wish we could answer any of those questions because I really want to talk about Google Glass.
Yeah.
But I'll sort of go outside of the game here and ask another question if I might.
Question 21?
Question 21. Are there any other sort
never
of...
Never done before.
Never? No, I know. You've been on here 5 times. This is the first time it's happened. Any other sort of multimedia stuff that you're looking for, Runt, for us?
Once again, can't tell you much. I can say we are doing some casting. Some preliminary casting for something. It's a project. It involves Ivory and Ivory. We've got a lot of geese families lined up. There's actually a lot of geese actors in Hollywood. I don't know if you know this. A little insider info.
Geese actors in Hollywood.
BTS, behind the scenes, if you will. So right now we're looking at casting geese. I can't say anything else.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. I mean,
I think I know where you're going with it, but I love the idea.
Yeah, I can't say anything, but what I can say is love it.
Yeah, it sounds great.
It's gonna be huge. Once again, you're welcome to speculate. My lips are sealed. It's a Hollywood secret.
Fans,
secrets on Ivory.
Yeah,
listeners, if you want to speculate, please email Tin Dog at his Brazilian Hotmail account.
Well, I'll say Tin Dog at hotmail.br.
Exactly. You know it. You love it. Email it. So, Runt, thanks for calling in and giving us a little update on all of our projects coming up.
Yeah, man. Thanks.
Well, I'm glad. I mean, what is it? 6 podcasts in a row I've been on. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah. I love having you. Love you. I love you.
You know, that means so much to me, and I wish I could say it back.
Okay.
Well, it sounds like a great note to end on. great note to end on. I don't know.
I'm acting to end like, this part.
To end this part before we go into a break.
Let's go into the... You know what? I want to talk about something else on this episode of...
And that was moment number 4.
So, I mean, that was a classic one, mm-hmm. honestly. I loved... I mean, great game of 20 questions.
Yeah, bro.
One of my all-time favorites.
Yeah, listening back, what do you think, Runt?
You know, there was a lot of things there. We just, you know, we had no idea how much the Ivory and Ivory brain was going to blow up.
So yeah.
It's fun to just see, you know, its fledgling stages back then when we had no idea.
We had no idea. It's fun to see the twinkle. It's fun to hear the twinkle in our mouths about those ideas. Back when they were just wee twinkles in our mouths.
Yeah, and it's just amazing how we hit the nail on the head with so many of those projects. Everybody loved Fanny and Reginald Go Cross Country. That was a hit film.
Yeah, people loved us introducing the opening of the Smithsonian American Indian Museum.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I mean, yeah, I don't have to tell the audience any other of our things because they're so famous.
Yeah, they should know. If they don't, they're not fans. I don't need them.
Yeah, exactly. Go home. Bye.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for calling in again.
Yeah, thanks, Runt.
Giving us even more updates this time around because we got all those updates last time.
Can't wait for the movie, honestly.
The movie is going to be great.
The movies are going to be amazing.
All 9 of them.
Wow, I'm having trouble internalizing.
Right now, I'm out of my head, just going nuts, thinking about the great Jar Jar Binks-like character George Lucas is going to design for us.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
What do you think he's going to be a racist caricature of this time?
Maybe Korean bassists?
Okay, sore subject.
Oh, yeah, you're right. So
I think it's so inspiring that Lucas is such a fan of the show that he steps back from the whole Star Wars project just for this, just to design the one racist character that we needed.
I know. I'm so glad he had time to you know, be racist with us.
Yeah, it's like I always say, every film series needs one racist character.
Yeah.
And who's better to do it than George Lucas?
Yeah, I mean, Breakfast at Tiffany's. There's all, you know, just all...
George Lucas. Little do people know, George Lucas came up with that idea for Mickey Rooney to do that.
George Lucas pitched the racist Japanese character who lives upstairs. He pitched it, and everyone loved it.
Exactly.
You know, the man, his medium is racist aliens, and he's an artist.
He's an artist, yeah. It's honestly, the canvas is just racial sensitivity, and his brush moves finer than any other I know.
Mm-hmm. He is the Leonardo da Vinci of racist extraterrestrials. It's what I've always said.
Sure.
It's what I've always said.
I don't know if you know this. I own Star Wars on Blu-ray, on DVD, on HD DVD, just in case that comes back. And
I didn't know that.
Very closely in the scenes with the pod races, every single audience member is a different racist alien. You put details on every single one, and all of them are racist. It's amazing.
Yeah, the big nose alien, the aliens with the slanted eyes, the aliens with big lips. Like, he really went through each alien and was like, what's a historically, like, insulting caricature that
the
I can
just...
The
one with the red skin?
The one with the red skin with a feather in his head? Like, it's an alien. You shouldn't do that. But, you know, he doesn't listen.
It makes it feel a little more human.
Right. It makes it feel a little bit more down to earth.
I connect with sci-fi more if there's some racial stereotypes involved.
Exactly. It makes it more identifiable.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. Well, you know, thanks for calling in again.
Yep. Thanks for having
me. And I'm sure we'll have you on many more episodes, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to be in the movie, of course, as well.
Of course.
I can't wait for that with you guys. But it's always a pleasure. Can't wait for the next time we get to play 20 Questions, maybe in movie form.
Oh, that would be amazing. I can only hope the movie is just 140 minutes of 20 Questions.
Yep, and just what that means is it's... It would end up just being...
About 200
seven,
questions?
Yeah, seven... I was going to say 7 minutes per question.
Okay, yeah, we could
just
do that.
Just a real long question each. Just 7 minutes of a question, and then on to the next one. 140 minutes. Boom.
Yeah, exactly. So, hey, until next time, goodbye-very and goodbye-very to you.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait to be back, Trump.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Bye. Folks... I mean, you gotta love it.
You
gotta love it, because you told us you loved it. You emailed
did love. You do love it.
You said, get Twitter user @Vrunt on the show. Little did people know, we listened to his podcast right before we recorded our very first episode.
Yeah, he
that we deleted hilarious. And did a second take, and then that was the first episode.
Yeah, some behind-the-scenes stuff, BTS. If you listen to our first episode, it starts with Nick saying, and we're back. That's because we recorded an episode first. And then deleted it.
So, really, whatever list the episode is, just add a number to it. That's really where it was in success.
So, honestly, Vrunt first showed up in the 12th episode.
Yeah.
And that was from
we
the
16th. We fudged the numbers a bit.
And that was from the 16th.
But it got us a movie deal, so who cares?
Yeah, BTS. You got to fudge the numbers. In Hollywood, everyone's moving numbers around and making things work, you know. I mean, that's how Mordecai got greenlit. It could only have been a mistake. You know, and I'm so glad it was made.
Yeah, aren't we all glad it was made? I mean, that mustache. The mustache.
It's so funny.
Dang mustache. All right, so this next moment, when we go back in time here, that you guys sent in, was an episode where I was out, actually, sick this time.
Yeah, kept happening.
You know, because
apparently you love the episodes where one of us isn't there. Interesting.
Yeah, kind of is hurting our feelings a little.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get through it because we're professionals.
Right.
And we're not going to let that bring us down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, here is the episode where Jerry Seinfeld filled in for me.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see what moment you guys picked from that episode.
Moment number three, Jerry Seinfeld. Moment number three, just a reminder that it's Jerry Seinfeld.
So, Jerry Seinfeld...
I was at the coffee shop with him. Oh, and boy. I was just, you know, I was sitting there talking.
We're already
and he says to me,
oh, okay.
But salsa seltzer, this could be the show. And I was like, that can't be the show. How could that be the show?
I'm lost already. What's happening?
I'm talking about my own show. That's okay. On an episode I know, but you already of Seinfeld.
I know, but you're just getting... You, okay.
It was just so, the middle of the Jerry thing. Seinfeld. It was the best of, remember?
Hey, Jerry.
hopefully. I'm a comedian.
You're talking so... I can't follow you. You're interrupting me. So here's the thing, Jerry Seinfeld. When Nick's on, we're co-hosts, but we have to like allow each other to talk and like introduce stuff and plan it out. So like, I mean, we're reading from scripts. You went up completely off script there, Seinfeld.
I like this script. You know, did I ever tell you about the episode? It's a series finale. People hated it. They hated it.
People hate series finale.
They like, hate the series finale of Seinfeld.
Well, I hope you know. Do you have any advice for our series finale that would help us end the show?
Yeah, don't let me write it.
Okay, don't let you write it. That's great. Great advice. Anything else for the final episode of Ivory and Ivory that sort of...
You're going to want to tie up some loose ends, of course. Tie up the loose ends.
Tie them up like, you know, almost like...
I'd give you this much also.
What?
You're going to want the majority of the action in the penultimate episode. Final one, satisfying conclusion. But the real action all
happened in the previous episode. Okay, we'll keep that in mind when we record our final to last.
Thanks for taking my advice.
Yeah, final last episode. Well, you really calmed down there, which I appreciate.
And once I got asked advice, I just, you know, I go into this whole Zen thing, but, you know.
Well, awesome. That's great. If you wouldn't mind just staying there for a little bit.
I can't promise anything.
Okay. So you do drugs?
No, I don't do drugs. That's not my thing.
You drink?
You know, not really.
You have sex?
What's that?
All right, that was my. I just wanted to sort of get where you were in you know, because your show sort of is sometimes raunchy, a little ribald.
Well, I didn't write the ribald stuff, of course.
All right, I bet.
That was Jason Alexander.
Jason Alexander.
And Larry David, because they were both bald. They were the ribald.
They're stuff. Horn dogs and corn dogs.
And they're ribald and they're balding. So
they're ribalding.
And they're ribalding.
Yeah.
They wrote those. I wrote the wholesome episodes, like the Chinese restaurant one. Everyone loves it.
Everybody loves the Chinese restaurant.
You gotta love the Chinese restaurant.
Yeah, I love it. So Seinfeld, I mean, why do you exist? Oh.
What does that mean? I don't know what the sound is. I've never listened to the show before. Yeah. I just watch reruns of Seinfeld.
Yeah, I get it. You just run... Okay, we'll get to
also,
that.
Also, I heard about a show called Backstrom.
Oh, you've heard of that? Yeah, I've heard that's coming down the...
I've only heard the title.
Coming down the pike.
I've heard rumors it might be Rainn Wilson from The Office.
Everybody
loved Dwight Schrute.
So. Everyone loved Dwight Schrute. They want to
put
see...
him as a surly detective. Hell, I'm on board.
Are you? You're just pitching a show right now. That's all you know. You don't know anything about Backstrom, but you just pitched.
But I'm excited about it because I love Rainn Wilson.
Do you write for Backstrom? We'll get to that question soon.
There's an episode in a Chinese restaurant.
So
episode four.
Oh my gosh.
What was that sound anyway?
It's just hard to keep track of what's going on.
Don't talk to me like I'm Robin Williams. I'm being streamlined here. I'm okay. Just talking a little fast.
All right. Wow, I'm so lost. The thing is, Nick, bless his poor little heart, he usually introduces this part, and I'm just a little sad that he's sick. And, you know, I'm happy to have you, Seinfeld, but...
Thank you. I didn't mean
I guess I'll introduce it. It's 20 questions now, Seinfeld.
Oh, I love that game. We played on the marching band bus in high school.
Oh, yeah, you were in marching band in high school.
Well, no, but I just tagged along sometimes. We got to get some good material for the stand-up material.
Yeah, I've heard you have a type 5 on... high school band bus.
Tuba? Call it that because it takes two people to pick it up.
Oh, boy. Okay,
it's a big instrument, folks. You gotta get two people to carry it.
Oh, I just dropped my pen.
Or just one big fat guy. Good bet. I like it.
Just dropped my pen. You think I should keep doing this?
It's gold, Jerry. Gold.
You're Jerry. So,
whoops.
So 20 questions. I can't follow.
I was quoting my show. Sorry.
Oh my gosh, I can't do this. 20 questions. What's happening is we're going to, I don't even know. 20 questions sometimes trips me up. That's an important thing to know. What's going to, okay, so I'm just going to start. I'm going to,
we're going to have it for 27 episodes, but I figured you'd get a hell of a,
we're going to ask 20 questions. That's it. So I'll take the first one. Has it really been 27 episodes?
That's what you told me. I don't know.
No, wait. Okay. So an important thing is we don't.
My dad listens to this.
Okay. We don't answer the questions. Your dad listens.
What?
Oh, we'll get to that. That's question number two. Question number three. Your dad listens to this?
What's the point of this game?
Why not, just have fun with it?
Why?
Do you ever feel vindicated by your fans?
I have fans.
Haven't you ever noticed all those screaming people outside your house?
Those guys aren't just like escaped people from a loony bin or something. What's the deal with them?
Do you always ask what the deal is with everything?
Do I ever not ask it?
I don't know.
What question are we on?
15?
Did you ever see the episode of Seinfeld where Kramer wants to start up his own pizza place and you make your own pie? Then he goes in and he deals with Poppy, you know, the guy who sits down and gets anxious and he pees a lot. And then they have a whole debate about making a pizza, but really what they're talking about is abortion.
Is that the one where Kramer gets approached by the Van Buren gang?
Do you mean the Van Buren boys? And George also gets ambushed by them at the end and tries to rob my parents?
Are you telling me that I'm thinking of a different episode?
Are you telling me that I'm not telling you about a different episode?
All right, that's 20 questions, I think.
I gotta tell you, that was a fun game. I loved
it. That was chaotic. I don't know why. I don't know what this is, but honestly, Seinfeld, ever since you stepped in and we started doing this episode 20 minutes ago, I have just been, my brain has been frazzly dazzled.
What's the deal?
Oh.
With Stuffed Rabbit? What's his story?
Well, I was walking. I was hit by a truck, and I was placed in a fairy. Placed me. I could see magic.
Oh yeah, shame on that.
I was following a fairy. Got hit by a truck. I got placed by the fairy into the body of a stuffed rabbit.
Yeah, I've heard that 1,000 times. Never mind. Okay.
All right. Seinfeld, you shut it down, babe.
Did you ever watch?
Oh my gosh!
Did you ever see any of my comedy specials? Well, I don't really have a lot of them, but there's one. I'm telling you for the last time. It's pretty good. I recommend it.
Okay, I don't know.
Did you ever watch my sitcom? I recommend.
This isn't
it.
20 questions, man.
I know, but I'm just saying. I'm trying to fill the dead air.
Oh, dead air! I wish I were the air, and so I could be dead.
And that was moment number three, for the third time, Jerry Seinfeld.
I gotta tell you, that one sounded like a mess.
Yeah, people loved hearing me get frazzly dazzled by Seinfeld. Honestly, I'll tell you what, Nick, I didn't like having you not there. I really didn't like it. I didn't like introducing 20 questions. I didn't like having to deal with his Robin Williams antics, which were real weird. I don't know. Yeah, the fans loved hearing me just be sad. And
I can tell, yeah.
Towards the end of that clip.
Is just, first off, it barely sounded like him.
Yeah.
He must have been sick,
too. He was also sick as well.
Yeah.
But,
he's more of a professional than me, I guess.
I mean, towards the end of that clip, it's true. Towards the end of that clip, you hear me say, I wish I was dead.
Yeah.
And that's not the end of the episode. I mean, it keeps going, and it keeps getting more and more explicit. Like, I just end up really hating myself.
It's another like hour after that.
Yeah, it's just an hour and about 23 minutes.
Yeah.
Of an hour, 25 minutes or so of just me slowly going mad. And you loved it.
Yeah, I did. So
moment number three.
Moment number two we have here is from actually that very first Lost episode.
How the fans knew about it, I don't know. There must be some bootleggers out there who got access to my recording device.
And we're the bootleggies, I'll tell you that much.
And this has one of our friends from Penn State, Andrew Moore. Wait, by the way, what was the name of that episode Seinfeld was on? We never.
Oh, yeah, episode 27, or 28, if you count the first episode we deleted. It's, don't put that in there!
Love it.
That's a line that comes from me yelling that at him as he just stood up and started, like, moving everything in a room.
He stuck a paperclip in an electrical socket.
Yeah,
he
went,
right?
Yeah, his hair went all Kramer after that. But yeah, this this moment with Andrew and Alex.
Andrew, yeah, and I think Alex might have been there. They called in a couple times, I don't remember.
That's true.
We're going to find out.
The audio went in and out on their phone call.
Yeah, and they just, you know, there was a couple episodes where they called in.
Yeah, episode 49 is the one we're talking about. It's called, Why Did You Think That Was a Good Idea? And this episode is real fun. The thing with the phone call...
Andrew, we figured we'd call you. We're going to show your episode coming up here for a clip of the best of for our show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's Nick and Mike, Ivory and Ivory.
Yeah.
Okay, sound a little more excited, please. You are on a podcast. Be lively. So we're going to go back and feature the time you called in and...
Episode 49. Why did you think that was a good idea?
And actually, no, that was another episode they called in. This was from the lost first episode.
Oh, right.
If you remember.
Oh, yes, the first lost. It wasn't episode 49, or 50 if you count it.
Yeah. So.
Moment number two, Andrew Moore.
So we're really excited to have you on the very first episode of our podcast. We figured we'd call an old friend. You know, help us get rid of these jitters.
Yeah, the jittery jitters.
Yep.
You say yes?
Yeah.
This is kind of an inaugural podcast.
Yeah, man, you gotta be a little bit more excited, man. It's the first episode.
Sorry.
It's okay.
I'm trying my best.
We're all trying our best. It's the first episode, you know?
Yeah, man, it's the first episode. Yeah. If it's not great, we're gonna maybe...
Just delete it, I guess. But, I mean, we'll have you on another time, obviously.
Right, and with Alex, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just want to do my best.
Yeah.
I want to make it good for you guys.
Thank you. Thanks, we appreciate it so much.
Yeah, appreciate, yo.
Yeah, we appreciate. So we're gonna get to this point in the show. We're trying out a new thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's our own take on 20 questions, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard of it.
Yeah, so this is our version of it. We just go around and ask questions. We don't answer them. Mm-hmm. We just ask 20 questions, and then it's done.
Did we agree that we weren't going to answer them? Is that how we wanted to do it?
We talked about it at the producers' meeting, so I thought that's what we were doing.
Okay, I don't know.
It's in the script. I don't know.
Okay, we'll see.
I mean, this is improvised, no script.
Right.
So, yeah. We're going to pull up a little introduction music here that we'll use, and... This is going to be the 20 questions theme. So, in future episodes, if you hear that, you're going to know what it means.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it means everyone's favorite game, hopefully.
Yeah, we don't have any feedback yet, but hopefully that'll be everyone's favorite game.
20 questions.
20 questions.
So, Mike, why don't you start off with the first question? And I'll go second. Andrew, you can go third.
So, I guess I'll say the number before we do it. One, did we agree that we weren't going to answer the questions?
Two. Question two. How do you not remember that?
Bergie, where am I right now? I honestly don't know where I am.
Question number four, where were you just most recently that you remember? Like, how did you...
Question number five, can you describe your surroundings, please?
Question number six, what's all this noise? I, like, hear a lot of noise, but I don't... What... Where am... I'm... Sorry, I...
okay.
Okay. Question number 7. Andrew, you okay, bud?
Question number 8. Can anyone, listeners, when you hear this, can you please write in and let us know what's happening if you know?
Question number 7. No. Anyone else? Do they have sirens?
Question number 10. Why did you think we're on question number 7?
Question number 11. Are you having some sort of existential crisis on the phone right now with us on our podcast?
Question number 3. If like something bad happens to me, can you guys like call my parents and like tell them like everything's cool?
Question number 4. Did Andrew throw me off on the numbers?
Question number 14. Are you guys not keeping track of this? Andrew, I get, because he's in an existential crisis, but Mike, how?
There's number 20. I'm sorry. I don't know what to say. I'm sorry. Nick, you've been a good friend to me. This isn't really a question. I'm sorry.
Alright, and that's how you play.
Let me rephrase that in the question. Nick, you're a good friend to me?
Alright, and that's how you play. 20 questions. I think we're at 20. Andrew said 20, so I think it was 20.
No, wait, are we at 20?
Mike, the game's over now. The song's played twice.
No, you know what? I think that question's valid. I think that's...
You know what? Good point. We're just going to delete this episode.
Yeah.
Fans will never hear it. Andrew, we promise we'll have you on another episode.
We'll have you on. I'm sorry we messed up on that. We messed up on our first 20 questions, so we're just going
to
delete
the episode. Want you to stay safe.
Yeah, man, what's going on? Like, this isn't part of the game. You said you heard sirens? What's happening, man? Are you crying?
Okay, well, I think...
No.
Okay, can you describe your surrounding at all? Call back to the game.
I'd rather not.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Okay, that seems kind of sketchy, and at this point it seems like you brought this on yourself.
Oh, just dropped my pen, sorry.
I think that's going to be a good bit.
Okay, I'll keep that for the next time.
Okay, well, Andrew, you know...
I hope you find your way out of this nonsense.
Thanks for calling in your time of danger, but we have a show to do. We can't really talk you through this. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk to you later, hopefully, if you don't die. Bye.
Yeah, bye. Nick, you just said danger. That kind of gives me an idea for who we can have on for our first episode if we delete this one.
That was moment number 2 with Andrew Moore possibly dying.
All right. Hey, I mean, it hurts me, listeners, that you guys picked an episode where a friend might have possibly died as one of your favorite moments.
Yeah, it's also odd that you managed to bootleg that. I don't know how you
got it. Yeah, I've got a couple concerns. First off, where'd you find that episode?
We got hacked.
Second off,
we got hacked, bro.
That was our friend.
North Korea
maybe
hacked
dying.
Us.
This is pre-interview. They've been at it for a while.
North Korea's been going through our stuff, and then they thought, you know what, let's go over Seth Rogen and James Franco, really the poor man's Nick Miller and Michael Regan.
Yeah, the poor man's Ivory and Ivory, Seth Rogen and James Franco.
Who are going to play us in, hopefully, the movie that Brian mentioned.
God, I hope he can work that out, honestly.
Oh my goodness. If Seth Rogen and James Franco played us in the Ivory and Ivory movie,
That'd be amazing. It'd be amazing.
With Antonio Banderas playing Runt. And with Ken Jeong as a racist,
alien. Whatever George Lucas comes up with. If it's going to be Asian, you know, persuasion.
Right.
So, you know, we've had a lot of fun on this countdown.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're getting to the last moment here.
Yeah, it's sad.
This is going to be, apparently, from episode...
50. What? Oh, just
can't be
50.
This is episode 50 that we're doing.
Yeah, it's from episode 50. It's from earlier in the episode.
That's not how this episode works. It's a best of episode.
I know, but Tin Dog's been getting emails, so many emails that said that they loved the intro to this podcast. So let's just, I guess.
Okay, yeah.
I guess we'll
just go back and play that clip, apparently. Yeah. So when we had our old friend from the first published episode,
mm-hmm.
Ace Danger, private investigator.
Yeah.
Who stopped in.
From earlier in this episode.
Yeah, and so this is a clip from, I don't know, what, an hour ago?
Yeah.
Something like that.
About an hour ago, yeah.
All right, so here we go.
Moment number one, earlier that day. Ace Danger. He's the guest.
So, Ace Danger, you know, it's,
yeah.
We wanted to have you on because you're on our first published episode. We figured we'd get you on the finale.
Mm-hmm.
And we just wanted to hear from you. We don't know what you've been up to. We don't know what kind of cases you've been solving. Any zany cases or anything like that? Any doozies of a case? We'd love to hear your opinion on Backstrom. You know, being that you are a private detective and he's a detective. So, Ace, just spill your beans, man.
Well, it's another dark night of the soul. Backstrom and I, we go way back.
What happened to me?
Backstrom and I go way back. We started out in the force together. I never really fit in there. He managed to work his way in, and his acidic jabs managed to fit in with the office. Me, I broke off on my own. I started my own business. Didn't really work out.
So, Backstrom, this guy who's just part of my French, but a real Jerke,
Yeah, part of my French, but he's a real Mordecai.
Theaters January 23rd. He fit into the force more than you did?
Backstrom always, he had a heart to him. He was sort of acidic and acerbic and mean, but he always got the guy, and it's a real fun ride to watch him do it and to watch his process and sort of see how everyone in the office reacts to him. He's rough around the edges, but he's fun. Unlike me, I'm rough around the edges and on the inside as well.
I think you're fun. What are you talking about? You're more fun than Backstrom, I think.
Oh, I'm just stop. Kidding. I'm blushing.
I can see.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm sure you remember what that sound means.
Yes.
20 questions.
20 questions.
Everybody loves it. I figured we'd do one last round.
I hate it, but I'll do it.
I figured we'd do one last round before the show went off the air, you know.
Yes.
Because, you know, people love it, and I figured we'll just do 20 questions this episode. Limit it to that.
Right.
Don't want to overdo them.
Right.
We just want 20 questions to send off the crowd.
Yeah. 20 questions, I'll allow it.
Okay, so yes. Mike.
Yeah. The thing about 20 questions off? I just want to say is if you do too much in a row, people get sick of it. So yeah. I'm glad we're just doing it.
Could right you now. Imagine 100 questions in one episode?
I can't imagine it, no.
Okay, so Mike, how about you start us off and go with question number one? And Ace Danger, you go second. Or no, Ace Danger, you go third. Sorry, we got to cool. keep the keep, normal keep order going. We got.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mike, question number one, hit us.
Well, question number one, what are going to be the 5 clips, you know?
Question number two, am I the only one excited for these clips?
Question number three, why does the rain fall so hard on everything I loved and wash away all that was remaining?
Whoa. Question number four, Tin Dog, why are your nose always so wet?
Question number five, Tin Dog, how is your nose always so wet? Your picture of a dog in a popcorn tin. Right?
Question number six. Is this city the only thing I can know, or does it know me more than I could ever find?
Question number 7. How strong is an ant if it were the size of a human?
Question number 8. How strong is a human if it woodchuck could chuck wood?
Question number 9. Why can't I find the man who killed the dame that came into my office that one fateful night?
Question number 10. Who invented the button?
Question 11. Ace, is that the same dame who had the legs so long they practically reached the floor?
Question number 12. Do these streets know that when my feet pace them, I'm just looking for one place to lay my head?
Question 13, I think. How are we going to get these... How are we going to get these five, you know, like, these five clips, like... Tin Dog, like, how are you going to, you know, how do you sort your email is my main question.
Question 14?
Question 15. What is it that makes everyone walking through this city so oblivious? So oblivious to what's going on around them. They live and die in a society that doesn't value them. It just looks for the next big story. And the big story is that we don't matter. We're all pacing through the streets.
Question 16. Which color green is the color green for me?
Question 17. Did I take out those toaster strudels this morning?
Question 18. Why do I exist?
Question 19. I just wanted to check. Is this a joke? I saw a note on the door when we came in to record this last episode. From a bunch of people. It was a, I don't know if you were joking, but it said Sal is, Sal's, they took Sal or something. I don't know. I just wondered if you were behind that. Did you write that note?
Question number 20. Can we cover that later in the episode? We're kind of in the middle of the game here, and I don't want to get really emotional during the middle of the game like that. All right, and that's how you play 20 questions. Wow, Ace.
Yes.
Great existential crisis there, right in the middle.
What are you talking about?
I mean, just great questions. I loved it.
Yeah, that's what, it was just a lighthearted game.
Yeah, no, I loved it.
Yeah.
What else you got to say, Ace?
Well, everybody thinks they know who they are, but do you know if you would pull that trigger? Would you kill a man? Would you take a life?
Whoa, what? Ace, hey. Have you killed a man?
Seems like a lot to posit in the final episode of the show. Could have brought that up in the first one, so we could talk about it throughout the series. But, you know, what do I know?
And that was moment number 1 from earlier today, when Ace Danger was the guest.
Wow, that was great. I love that part of the episode. I hope
it was
great.
Was just giving great questions. I wish he didn't run out right after crying.
Yeah, I gotta say, I love that part of the episode. Of this episode, I'm confused, sort of
how they wrote in about it.
How they wrote in about it? Yeah. But the hackers probably were listening.
Black Hat! Now a major feature film. Chris Hemsworth vehicle.
We saw that coming from way back, you know, but from one of our earlier clips. Honestly,
I just want to say first off,
yeah,
before we continue this episode and close down shop for good.
Yeah.
We got to thank, of course, our buddy Maldridge Pep doing the announcing there.
Yeah, Maldridge Pep, thanks for announcing all these clips, bro.
Thanks.
Yeah, I gotta say, you really, when you're in the recording booth, you really put on a good announcing voice.
Yeah, it's the character.
Yeah, I mean, you do a lot of characters, I know.
I can do a few.
I know you coached Runt on his Screaming Eagle Who's Shy.
Well, that's true. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
From day one, I just said. I could sense what a Screaming Eagle would sound like. And then I thought, well, what a Shy would sound like.
Maldridge, you never fail to impress me!
Yeah, you're great, honestly.
And honestly, you're great, Maldridge.
Thanks.
And, you know...
Now, could you please leave the studio? We gotta...
Yeah, man, I wish we didn't even have to have you on at least once.
Yeah, I guess I'll go now. Thanks, guys, for having me. Great being the announcer. Great, KoJ, Screaming Eagle Who's Shy.
Shut the door.
Yeah, I'll go by. Alright, honestly, that guy's the worst.
I hate him.
He's good with voices, and he's just a real nerd.
Yeah. I don't like that. So, I mean, those are all the five moments.
Yeah, that's the five clips.
I will say this. I'm not only confused by the fact that you got one from early in the episode in Black Hat, but I am also very confused why your favorite moments were all 20 questions.
Yeah, that's weird. I know that game is a fan favorite, but you picked the 20 questions moment from each previous episode that we've done, like that you're from your favorite episode, you just picked the 20 questions moment.
Did you forget in episode 9, Cal Benghazi, when we had all our guests, like these unexpected visitors come in?
Honestly,
did you forget when we had Celery Borealis?
Yeah.
The spiritual babysitter on episode 3?
Yeah. Did you forget all the moments we had with those people that we didn't know their names when they came in?
Yeah. We have them. We're talking about episode 4.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about episode 7.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, we're even talking about episode 9, Cal Benghazi.
And I gotta say, about Cal Benghazi, I'm a little disappointed. Y'all didn't pick... I'm disappointed that wasn't our penultimate episode, you know?
Yeah.
Because I feel like penultimate episodes is really when all the action happens.
It's what Seinfeld said in that clip.
It's what Seinfeld said, and I take his advice to heart, and
we
that's why...
We should have done 10! We should have left it at 10.
I took all his advice to heart. That's why I fired him for this last episode. So he didn't write this episode. He's been writing all our other episodes, but I said, yeah. We're not going to have you
so
write
So if you
this.
Hate him, then yell at Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, if you hate him. But this episode itself.
You didn't even pick episode 6, which you don't even have to pick a moment. Just had a great title.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hate the play, Othello. Hate the game, Othello.
That's a great title.
Great title.
I don't know why you didn't pick... anything with Maynard Slurt, right?
Yeah, Chanice Wipesworth and Maynard Slurt.
Some great moments from that episode.
We had our friend...
Kristen Fenchek when she was on.
I sang Friend Like Me.
Yeah.
Did all the voices.
I don't get it. And when we had Beyondo the Inconvenient, that was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a little inconvenient for all of us.
A little inconvenient.
Oh, you know. That's what he does, but... And how about when we had Vladimir Putin on?
Vladimir Putin. He was a great guest.
I don't know
why you didn't pick him.
When Vladimir Putin... just pretended he didn't know anything about that whole dog situation in Sochi.
Yeah, when he started to replace you?
Yeah, what a crack up.
And Dr. Janice Horbeck.
Dr. Janice.
Helping us with the geese.
Friend of the show.
Yeah.
She was on a couple times, you know? She helped us out with that one guy who didn't know his name.
Yeah.
On Cal Benghazi.
Right. Gene, Dean, Rian, Ian, Thomas the Tank Engine.
Opaque Martin. I mean...
I don't know why you didn't pick apart from
his,
that episode.
Guess that sample... was the best guess that sample.
It was the best guess that sample.
And you guys didn't pick it.
I don't know why.
And I'm insulted.
I don't know why you didn't pick any of those moments.
Disappointed in all of you. Mm-hmm. Especially you, Carl.
You know what you did.
So, you know, what do you have coming up on the horizon after Ivory and Ivory? The podcast ends, Mike.
Obviously, we've got the feature film. The movie, right. Yeah. The movies.
Yeah.
Right.
Films. I keep forgetting it's 9 parts.
I mean, I've been working a lot on my jumping.
For anything specific or just jumping in general?
Just jumping. I felt like I was lacking in that area and I just wanted to work on it. So, you know, jumping, making sure I'm able to jump well. Yeah. What do you got, Nick? What have you been working on?
You know, it's not really a whole lot.
That's right, just watching Backstrom.
I'm really looking forward to Backstrom. I usually just sit around and think, what would Backstrom do? Making bracelets that say mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. Making also ones that say, what would Mordecai do?
Mm-hmm.
Well, WWMD, it doesn't say Mordecai because it's way too many beads. Whose wrist is big enough for that?
No, mine isn't.
Okay. I wasn't asking you specifically as more of a rhetorical question. Okay. So, and you know, I've been just thinking about, what am I going to do now? I graduated school. It's tough being here, knowing Sal is just out there, and with those Bolivian drug
addicts. Oh, yes, yeah, Sal. I don't know what to do about Sal. I don't know.
Hold on.
Hey, guys, I'm back.
Sal, what are you doing here?
They let me go.
They let you go?
Well, actually, I want to be honest with you. I kind of faked that whole thing for publicity. I thought it would bring up good ratings for the finale.
Wait, what?
Sal?
Listen. Sal, I've been worried.
I've been worried sick.
When we haven't had you here to play the music.
Yeah.
When we say a word at the same time.
You're not here. We said sick at the same time. Oh, drop my pen. And you weren't even here.
So get over to the bandstand right now.
Yeah, we'll
talk this out later.
Sal, go on over there, and we're going to say a word at the same time.
And atone for your sins. Thank you, Sal.
Thanks,
you know,
Sal.
I owe it to you. It was a pretty nasty stunt I pulled. Mm-hmm. It was downright churlish, actually.
Downright churlish.
Downright churlish. That's the name of your punk band, right?
Yeah.
Okay, great contribution.
Okay. So well, guys, I'll tell you what. I'm glad to have you back, Sal. Can I say something to you, Sal? I just want to apologize. I think over the course of this podcast, I've been mean to you.
Yeah.
I've been prejudiced towards you.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to let you know, having you gone, even if it was a churlish stunt, it really reminded me how much I care about you and how much I want you to run. I just wanted to say, I love you, man.
Do you mean?
Of course I mean it, Sal. Come here.
I love you too, man. I'm so happy.
Listeners, I wish you could see this, because it's beautiful right now. Stuffed rabbit. Stuffed rabbit shed a tear. And it's the most magical tear of all.
And with that tear, it just struck midnight. It's a real tear on an inanimate object. All our friends here.
They're gone.
They're gone. The final episode.
We didn't even get to say goodbye to them.
Well,
you know, let me just say it's been a great journey.
Mm-hmm.
All these 50 episodes. 51, yeah, technically, if you count that one that we deleted.
That black hat got.
Hemsworth! It's been just a great journey.
Yeah.
And 50 episodes, I mean, that's more than they thought. When we wrote the pilot, they were like, this isn't even going to get picked up. And we said, we'll show you. We're going to delete it and write a new pilot. Got picked up for 50. Yeah. And now look where we are.
Yeah. Now look where we are.
In a small office. Penn State's campus.
Yeah.
But, you know, this might be goodbye, but it's not forever.
Yeah.
You'll see us on the big screen.
Yeah.
9 times, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? If it's successful, we might get, like, 27.
Yeah, and so, I guess so...
There's nothing else to say. You'll hear from us again. You'll follow my blog.
Yeah.
Follow Mike's blog.
Follow my blog.
Email Tindog. He'll forward them to us.
He reads his email, you know? But until next time...
Goodbye-very.
And goodbye-very.